I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Bucks game is over. And now it's time for the longest running postgame show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
This is obviously where I wanted to be, to build upon what we've already done last season.
The head coach.
You know, we want the most talented training camp roster that you can have.
And the fans. This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save Postgame Show. Now, here's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Buddy. Four games in a row to start the season for Giannis, over 30 points. But more importantly, your Milwaukee Bucks get the victory tonight over the Charlotte Hornets, 103-94 for the night. Giannis, 32 points, 14 rebounds, 6 assists, a steal, 2 block shots, 6 turnovers. Giannis, 13 of 21 from the field, 6 of 8 from the free throw line. Did not attempt a single 3 in 39 minutes of play tonight. Other big news tonight for the Milwaukee Bucks, Middleton had 20 points. And probably had the shot of the game, which we will get to later in the show. Wasn't making a lot of shots early. 8 of 19 from the floor. 1 of 5 from 3-point range. 3 of 3 from the line. He had 6 boards and 3 assists, so that helped. Off the bench, hey, Delinovich has, 2 good games already this season? We're off to a beautiful start. Now again, you start talking about what it takes, and we talk about bench play, and here's a Delinovich, plays like this half the time. That's an upgrade over what he did last year, and that's a huge deal for this Bucks team. Delinovich can be a huge difference maker for this team if he can hit 3 semi-consistently off the bench. He really can. Hit 5 threes tonight for 15 points, had 5 boards to go along with it. Monroe was really good when he had his opportunity to get in there. 8 points, 7 boards, 3 assists for him. This Hornets team was without a bunch of guys, right? I mean, this isn't anything new. No Zeller, no Kid Gilchrist tonight. Who's the other one that I said? I forgot. Julian Stone. He didn't play tonight. And I think we're missing somebody else. And I don't remember.
Nicholas
Batum. Right. Right. So, and they were without Batum. So they were without a bunch of guys tonight. So this is the game the Bucks should win. Was it as easy maybe as everybody would like as a Bucks fan? No, probably not. But at the end of the day, they figured out how to get the job done and got the W. Mayor Mitch is producing the show tonight. He and I were talking about this while the game was winding down, and we both agreed the Bucks lose this game the last couple of years. There's just no question they lose this game. I don't know anybody that would probably disagree with this. You come off of, and even McLaughlin and Paschke were talking about on Fox Sports Wisconsin tonight during the game. This is a letdown game. I think that's how McLaughlin phrased it, where you have an emotional first game. In Boston, you win. Then you have an emotional home opener against Cleveland, you lose. The very next night, you have to play Portland at home. You get an emotional, big-time, heart-stopping win at the end because of Giannis. You win that one. You get a day off, you have to come back and play again, thankfully, at home. And this would have been the game where maybe your guard's down a little bit, you see all the guys out for the Hornets, and you go, roll the ball out, we'll be fine, we'll win this one. Wasn't that easy. Was not that easy for the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. Badger alum Kaminsky, 18 points, 5 rebounds off the bench in 33 minutes for the Hornets. 14 points and 4 boards for the former Buck, Johnny O'Brien, off the bench in just 14 minutes. He had a real good game. Dwight Howard, 22 rebounds. Sheesh. And 8 points. He is a rebounding machine for sure. Again, not a bad night, I don't think, for the Hornets, considering how far down they were when it came down to players. And then the free throw line, the differential. We cannot have this again this year, guys. We can't. They had 36 free throw attempts. The Bucks had 16. 20 more attempts at the line for the Hornets than the Bucks. That cannot be something that continues all year long. That is a very difficult stat to overcome at the end of the day. You only got out rebounded by 6, which isn't the end of the world. Turnovers, 1 turnover differential. And that's not the end of the world, but 20 more free throw attempts for the Hornets than the Bucks. That's something that you can't let happen. If they have 5 more free throw attempts than you, live with it. But you can't allow them to have that many more. And Giannis is going to get to the board, or get to the line, I should say. Maybe he's not going to get there, 12, 13 times a game, but he had 8 free throw attempts tonight. 5 for Tony Snell, 3 for Middleton. Not a single free throw, Mayor Mitch, attempted by the bench. Not one. Teletovich, Henson, Monroe, GP2, D-Liggins, or DeAndre Liggins, not one free throw attempted from anybody off of that bench. Not one.
What do you think about Liggins so far?
Like him.
I do too.
I like him.
He's got good defensive energy.
Correct. Exactly right.
Now, which is what this team needs.
The key is, can he play at that level every game or majority of the games all year long? Offensively, I'm not counting on much. But if he can be that guy that can come in there and help lock down or slow down the best scorer on the other team in the wing or at the guard position, yeah, I'll take that every day of the week for sure. And I'll say something else. Early on, I don't know what everybody else thinks. But I'm fine playing Henson more minutes than what they're playing him. And I know there are those out there that aren't big Henson fans, and so be it. They wait till the fourth quarter night to play him. But with all due respect to Thon, dude, what does he do out there defensively for you? I mean, he's not rebounding the ball. He had one board. Not blocking shots. Defensively, he's not doing a whole bunch for you. I had 3 steals tonight. Okay, that's great. But you can't count on him like Greg Monroe to get steals every night. That's not going to happen. So he had a couple of threes. Outside of that, we haven't seen much of a post game from Thon Maker at this point, right? So if you're going to play him minutes, I get that. But if you're having problems defending the rim, John Henson should be in the basketball game. This stuff of just right down the lane to the rim, not being able to box out and get rebounds, is going to kill this basketball team too. Henson's a better rebounder than Thon Maker. You just have to figure out a way to get the better defenders on the court when there is clearly a problem with guys getting to the rim and rebounding during the basketball game. And to me tonight was an example where Henson should have been in there much sooner. He should have played in the first half for sure. I'm not saying pull out Greg Monroe, because Greg Monroe was doing his deal on the offensive side of the floor. But Henson should get more run. Henson has some chemistry with Giannis on top of it. And I know, I'm sure I'm talking to myself on this one, and that's fine. I'm clearly fine with it. But, man, Henson can be a difference maker. And again, I realize not every night is he going to play, the way we all want him to play. I get it. But he does add that guy around the rim that can change shot selections, can block shots, can come up with a big rebound. That's what I like about Henson. And he's got a little bit of a post game with that little hook shot, right? Let him use it a little bit. Let's see what we got. There's something there. It's all I'm saying. Now, if he does something that deserves not to play, fine, I get it. And don't play him. If he goes out there and he's lackadaisical and he's not hustling, whatever, and you got to pull him, well, then that's what you got to do. But this whole way in the fourth quarter thing, I'm not a fan of that. Not at all. All right, 103-94, Bucks over the Hornets tonight, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7FM, The Fan. 4 games in a row to start the season, over 30 points. For Giannis, 32 points tonight for Giannis, 14 boards, 6 assists, goodness gracious, a steal and 2 blocks, 6 turnovers, on 13 of 21 shooting, 6 of 8 from the line. Giannis cannot be stopped at this point. And now we sit and we wait a couple of games until we see the Boston Celtics come to the Mecca, because that's what we're going to call it for Thursday night, otherwise known as the Milwaukee Bank Arena, the Mecca on Thursday night. And we'll see what happens. You know Boston's going to be geared up and ready to slow him down. But you would have thought that would have been the case in the first game, too. Take a quick timeout. Get to a sports flash with the Mayor Mitchell Ross. Your call, tweets, Facebook posts up next here on the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save Postgame Show.
This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save Postgame Show. Let's get tonight's Dave and Buster's shot of the game. Dave and Buster's Wauwatosa, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back. Bucks win 103-94 over the Charlotte Hornets. Come on now. You know, they lose this game last year, right? You agree with me and Mayor Mitch? They lose this game last year.
Yeah.
I was just talking to GA over the other side of the glass. Over here at Kiss FM, because he does nights over Kiss FM, plus he's a DJ for the Bucks. And I was talking to him, I go, dude, they lose this game last year. He's like, you think so? I'm like, yeah, man. I'm telling you, they lose this game last year. There's no question. Charlotte's down 4 or 5 guys. This Bucks team last year coming into this one 2-1 off of playing 3 playoff teams would have said, oh, we got this.
Yeah,
they would have lost.
Then they turn around and let it run down their leg, right?
Yep, and they would have lost. There's no question they would have lost this game last year. All right, shot of the game comes from a guy that really was missing a bunch of shots early in this basketball game. But when they needed him, he hit a big one with about 43 seconds to go.
Less than a minute to play. The Bucks lead by 2. Henson sets the screen. Giannis. Middleton. Yes. For 3. Sweet. Chris Middleton drains a 3. 99-94. He has 20. Giannis has 30.
Okay, they take away Middleton's jumper. He goes to Giannis. Take away Giannis. Go to Middleton. Drain it. Big play. Needed it. Needed the room right now.
I love Johnny McLaughlin. I just love him and love him, love him, love him. Paschke and McLaughlin on the call on Fox Sports Wisconsin. And Middleton, again, with that big 3, did give him 20 points to go along with 6 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal, a block, and Mary Mitch is all over it. Playing a little celebration with a Bucks home victory tonight. A lot of empty seats at the Bradley Center tonight.
Yeah, I kind of figured, I expected that just with coming off opening weekend. You got the big game coming this Thursday.
Sure.
You might have a little bit of a split. I mean, it was loud. I mean, people were into it.
Oh, yes. And they were into it late. People standing for the last minute or two of the game. Oh, crowd was, I don't have a problem with how the crowd there was. I'm just saying there seemed to be some open seats. We'll see how this goes. Yeah, I was thinking about this. I wonder, like, when the Bucks had their meetings to build this new arena, and the owners and all the powers to be are in there talking about, okay, we're going to build this new arena. And A, B, and C are going to happen if we build the new arena, right? We have to be very competitive and have a chance to win the East when we get into the new arena. That obviously is going to be a part of it. We're going to reduce the number of seats in the new arena versus the Bradley Center, right? I wonder if the expectation is that they're going to put more butts in seats than they do at the Bradley Center with the new arena on average throughout the year going forward. Is that, I don't know if that is the expectation or not, just because it's a new arena. Or if they look at the numbers of attendance for the Bucks on Tuesday nights or Monday nights at home and go, it's probably going to be the same numbers at the new arena. Are we okay with that? I've never asked Peter Fagan that question, but I will during the Bucks season this year if I remember. I'm getting old, so I may forget. But I will ask that question. I was thinking about it tonight watching this game. I'm like, man, if they're expecting to get more people in the new arena, I just don't know if it's going to happen on a weeknight during the school year, which the whole season is during the school year. Then you add snow into the mix and cold temperatures. I mean, we're supposed to have like 45-mile-an-hour winds tomorrow with rain blowing sideways. Welcome to Wisconsin after it was 75, 76 on Saturday. You wonder why I'm always sick. I mean, so that is kind of what we are here. So I've never asked a question, but I'm interested. All right, Bucks get the win, 103-94 over the Hornets. Giannis, 4 straight games to start the season with over 30 points, 32, 14 boards, 6 assists, a steal, 2 blocks, MVP. And by the way, y'all, keep doing those MVP chants, man. That is just awesome at the Bradley Center. Where are we going first?
Let's go to Mike and Tosa. Mike, you're up first on the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show. Mike, what's up?
Hey, fellas. Just a quick note as a season ticket holder. I remember them saying at one of our meetings that we're going to have a couple weeks of a lull, especially on the weeknight games, because people don't even know the season started.
Right.
Like, normally, the season wouldn't have started by now. I have friends of mine, they're like, there's Bucks games right now? They thought it was still preseason, because usually it's like Halloween. When
they start. Did you tell them to turn on 105.7 The Fan and they'd be updated on what's going on every day?
Yeah, Sparky, I've been trying to push you since you and Gary been going, what, over a decade now?
Yeah, we started in 2005.
I don't know if they listen. I know. I don't know if they listen to me, but I say it. Anyways, I wanted to piggyback on what you were going to say at the arena tonight. Sondland was making some great defensive plays in the first 5-6 minutes.
Yep.
He kept picking off a lob pass to Howard. But in my opinion, Henson, if you're going to have Middleton and Giannis on the floor, it creates open space. And especially coming out of into the second half, Thon just doesn't know what to do when he gets the ball in space. Either he's ready to shoot, and if he's not, he's just confused. To me, Henson, if you're going to keep talking about him in the trade rumors, you got to play the guy. I don't think there's anything between him and Kidd where he's being lazy at practice. I just think if he's better when Middleton and Giannis are on the full floor, because he'll do his jump hook, he'll try to dribble a guy down right in the box. I just think he's a better fit with those guys on the floor.
I want to see what Johnny Mack has to say. Thanks for the call. John McLaughlin standing by on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Johnny Mack from Fox Sports Wisconsin joins us. Your thoughts on the Bucks not playing Henson until the fourth quarter?
Hey, Sparky. Yeah, I have had a chance to listen to you. I've been on a call I had to take.
Sure.
So I don't know what you guys have been talking about since I left the game, but apparently Henson versus Thon, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I just brought it up earlier. I mean, Henson doesn't get in game till the fourth quarter tonight. And if you look at both Henson and Thon Maker, I just think Henson provides a lot more at this point defensively than Thon does when he's on the floor.
Well, I'm not going to get into coaching like everybody wants to do on all your talk shows.
Oh, come on now. That's what we do.
Everybody knows what McCarthy does wrong.
All right, yeah.
What Jason does wrong. I mean, it's amazing, man, how everybody knows so much when you don't know, you know, what goes on in the interior. But, okay, I'll address it. First of all, I want to credit Henson this season. He didn't get as much playing time tonight, but in these first three games, I felt like this year he had to show some more authority, some improvement, meaning authority with his play, aggressiveness, and he sure has done that. And so I think what he's done in the first, you know, four games, especially in the first three, he stepped up really nicely. Very good defender. It's tough to hold off Dwight Howard, and he was literally just pushing Thon around as on rebounds, as he does with most people. If Thon was making those shots, it would have been a real challenge for Howard, because he was just laying in the paint, and therefore it didn't work well. So I thought Henson.
Yeah, I agree with you, Johnny.
Offsetting Howard's game.
Right, I agree with you. Yep, no question. Bucks win 103-94 over the Hornets. Talking with John McLaughlin of Fox Sports Wisconsin here on The Fan. I don't know if you'll disagree with me or not on this one, but Giannis, 32 points, 14 boards, 6 assists, a steal, 2 blocks. I argue this town hasn't seen anything like this since Lou Alcindor, Oscar Robertson, and yourself. Those guys back in the day, we haven't had anybody close to this since back then.
I agree. And the 80s teams were very good.
Sure.
You know, but they were good as a team. They had outstanding players like Sidney Moncrief, but they were really good as a unit. Even Kareem and Oscar, as great as they were, they weren't as dynamic like this. The dynamic style that Giannis is playing, I'll tell you, Sparky, it's something to behold. We haven't seen a combination of people like this. Durant came into this league with the length, but not the athleticism that Giannis has. He's not Kareem or Oscar yet, that's for sure. But in terms of his style and the way he plays and how exciting he is, and the multifaceted part of his style, is pretty impressive, and he's right up there at the top.
Yeah, no question. And I think the biggest part of this season, I've been saying it every postgame show, and I'll continue to say it, that is the bench play. This team is going to go as far as the bench play, as well as the bench plays. Monroe, you're pretty certain what you're going to get from Monroe every night, right? 8 points, 7 boards, 12 points, 6 boards, whatever it is. But you need Teletovic or Dellavedova or Henson or somebody else to step up and help from the scoring perspective. And Teletovic already has 2 good games this year and another one tonight, hitting 5 threes.
I agree. Well, coming into the season out of training camp and even going into training camp, the concern for the coaches and all of us was, who's going to be some consistent scoring in the second unit coming off the bench? Now, that can be by committee, as the guys you name, Moose, Telly, you know, whoever happens to be the guys coming in, if they do it by committee, but it's got to be consistent. So that was one of their concerns, certainly. And then, you know, every year you're concerned about defense. Coming off last year, they wanted to improve their 3-point defense, which has improved, not totally yet, but it's a work in progress. But that scoring aspect is a big factor. And you know, if you think about it right now, we're a little bit like the Packers, aren't we? Aaron Rodgers, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah.
You know, you need those stars to carry everybody, and then you need the other guys stepping up and doing their job, and then you got something working.
You're talking about the defense, and I want to get your thoughts, because I'll be honest with you, when they signed DeAndre Liggins just there at the end of training camp preseason, I was like, okay, well, whatever, that's fine. Another guy to add to the end of the bench. But I'll be honest, hey, man, this guy can play some defense, and he brings energy. And if he does this consistently, Bucks found themselves something.
I tell you, I've only gotten to see him a couple times now, and I'm impressed. First of all, he's like Giannis in that he's got length at 6'6", you know, not at 6'11". Different kind of length. It's not as great as Giannis's, but it's very impressive. Not like Stacey Augmon.
Right. That's a good comparison. Yeah. Yeah, I like that comparison a lot. Hey, Johnny Mac, thanks for coming on, man. I love hearing you and Paschke do your thing on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Look forward to talking to you throughout the year.
You're my man.
Take care. There he is, John McLaughlin. Turn my mic on. I went to go hang up on Johnny Mac, which I can't do from where I'm sitting, and turned myself off. John McLaughlin from Fox Sports Wisconsin joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Great Midwest Bank has been committed to personalized, common-sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, visit greatmidwestbank.com to discover the benefits of simply local banking.
If you didn't hear me talk about it today on the Wendy's Big Show, tomorrow and every Tuesday going forward will be Milwaukee Bucks Tuesdays on The Fan, and somebody said, well, it's like Green and Gold Monday, so it's going to like Green and Cream or something. I'm like, nope. It's Milwaukee Bucks Tuesdays. That's right. The Bucks are down with us calling it Milwaukee Bucks Tuesdays, and we're going to go in partnership here and do Milwaukee Bucks Tuesdays, which means you're going to get guaranteed Bucks content, at least one segment guaranteed, each of the three shows every Tuesday. So it may not be all Bucks all day and all three shows. There might be some other stuff sprinkled in there, but you will get guaranteed Bucks stuff on all three shows at some point on Tuesdays, and even today. Did you see what happened today on the Big Show?
I did.
We talked Packers and we talked Bucks, and I would say it was pretty split down the middle as far as callers goes, who wanted to talk Packers and who wanted to talk Bucks. Bucks are on the rise, and an interesting topic coming up on tomorrow's Wendy's Big Show.
As you put it too, you've just listened for 8 hours, depressing Packer talk.
Oh, you heard me say it lead up the show.
I did. Yeah. And I had to sneak some in there, especially with Giannis's performance.
I did not want to do 4 hours of Packers today. I really did not, and I'm glad Gary listened to me. But an interesting topic that was broached to Rami, and we're going to do tomorrow on the Big Show. And this is this. Who wins a title in the next 5 years? Who has the best chance to win the title in the next 5 years? Brewers, Bucks, Packers. Who has the best chance in the next 5 years? It's a hell of a question.
I would hate to say it.
And for you to ponder between now and tomorrow
afternoon
on the Wendy's Big Show. If you're on hold, we'll get you coming up next. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan. Bucks win! 103.94.
What defensive play stood out? Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113, Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save Postgame Show.
Welcome back. Bucks get the win tonight over the Charlotte Hornets, 103-94. 32 points, 14 boards, 6 assists, a steal, 2 block shots. Got a tweet here from Dan. It says, safe to say it's not too early to talk MVP. Can't remember the last time this team looked this good out of the gate. I'm pumped. It's not too early. It's not at all too early. In fact, I forgot what casino it was. One of their casinos in Vegas
was put out the Westgate.
Is that who it was?
And I think that's what I saw.
Can I just say is I'm at the Westgate Resort in Villas in Orlando. Oh my goodness gracious, that is unbelievable. 14 pools, 4 or 5 restaurants, water park. And reasonable price, too. And the only stay there one night did nothing because we were in a bind, had to find somewhere to stay. We didn't even know where we were going or, you know, what this place was. But they've got places all over the country, Mitch, this Westgate deal. So, if it wasn't Westgate Casino, they got a free plug on me because I was really impressed. But anyways, Giannis is a clear favorite to win MVP right now.
Yep.
Clear favorite. 103.94. Time now for the defensive play of the game highlight, courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Tobias Harris, pretty good defense that time against Giannis. Bucks has scored 56 points in the paint. Second game in a row they've been outstanding in the paint. How about Chris Middleton with the block shot on Williams?
You can pin the ball on the glass if it's below the rim.
And that's exactly what happened. Middleton, of all people, gets the block.
Yeah, that's something Giannis should have done, but...
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I mean, Middleton was huge for this team down the stretch.
He would have. You know, I'm surprised it wasn't Giannis.
Oh, so you're not criticizing Giannis for not doing it?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, just checking with you. Okay, so there you go. Highlight
courtesy. We would never criticize Giannis.
Well, I didn't say that. You might not.
I mean, we have nothing to criticize.
For me, anybody's open to criticism.
Well, I mean,
he hasn't done anything yet for me not for me to criticize
correct.
Him.
Correct. No,
it's been about as good as you can get.
Obviously, and... had he missed those two free throws like he did on Saturday and not made up for it, might be a different story. But obviously, he's been Eastern Conference Player of the Week, possibly the Eastern Conference Player of the Year. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. But hey, no reason to criticize.
You went from week to year and skip month. Like, the next step would be month.
Yeah.
Right? Month. So let's see if he can win Eastern Conference Player of the Month once. And then we can start talking about year and everything else. You are really, really excited, aren't you?
Well, this is... uncharted territory for me, practically, here. I mean...
It's uncharted territory for all of us.
I was, 10 years old in 2001, and that... I just... You know, I don't want to get... I don't want to get my
hopes about
up.
That. Look, I don't... Dude, I love that team.
But I kind of am.
I love that team, okay? Don't get me wrong. I love that team. But they only did it one time.
Right.
They made that run in the playoffs once. They didn't make another run in the playoffs. That was one year. This here should... cross your fingers, set up to be more than 1 year mm-hmm. in Giannis' career. They better get more than 1 year of this whole thing with Giannis' career. Otherwise, Giannis ain't going to be here very long if they only manage one run. They need to get out of the first round more than once for Giannis.
And speaking of that, every time the Bucks lose this year, can we not freak out about Giannis leaving or something?
Right.
It
drives me crazy.
It's happened.
It happened after the Cleveland game on the Bulls game show.
I know.
All right, where are we going next with calls?
Let's go to North Carolina and talk to the homie Justin. Justin, what's up?
What's up, guys, man? What a good win. I like it. I mean, like, Giannis is exactly what our state needs right now with the, with Rodgers going down or whatever. We have a big star. And, Sparky, I can't remember, but other than maybe in my lifetime, I was born in 82, the only two bigger stars or as big stars we've had in this state has been Brett Favre and Rodgers besides Giannis. This is really exciting for the
Bucks. Well, I mean, you had Braun and Fielder.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they didn't do it for – they did it for about, what, 5-6 years?
Yeah, but Braun was an MVP of his league. Now, granted, he's a cheater, but, I mean, he was an MVP of his league. Favre was a multiple MVP. Rodgers, obviously. Now we'll see if Giannis can get to the MVP level like those other guys.
That's true. Sparky, I wanted to tie into this whole Bledsoe stuff, though, because watching Liggins tonight – he's picking up Kemba full court, causing them to take shots later in the shot clock, playing tough-nosed defense. Mm-hmm. So if this kid Liggins is playing D like this, where's Bledsoe going to fit on this team? Because
he's going to be a starting point guard.
He's
going to be the starting point guard.
But then you don't want to – but then isn't he going to take the ball out of Giannis's hands or Middleton's hands?
Not necessarily. I was listening – it's funny you bring that up. I was listening to Sam Mitchell on NBA radio earlier today. Because I turned on NBA radio today – because I wanted to see how much they were going to talk about Giannis, this morning. I listened for, 2 or 3 hours. The answer, very little to none. But when they did talk about it, it was when this Bledsoe thing popped up. And I think it was Sam Mitchell that was saying that he thought the Bucks would be a perfect fit for Eric Bledsoe because Bledsoe plays good off the ball, doesn't have to be a ball-dominant guard necessarily in order to get his offense. But the one thing about Bledsoe is he's not a great outside shooter. So,
he's had three significant knee injuries.
Correct. Right. Exactly right. And that is my fear as well with him. And the whole, tweeting thing and all of that and people, I don't want somebody that's just gruntled, whatever else. I don't view it any differently for the Suns anymore going forward, including tonight's game. So now he's at home watching, waiting to be traded. I don't view it much different than what Luke Roy did. Luke Roy pretty much came out and said, look, I don't want to play on a losing team. I don't want to play in a rebuilding situation. I want to go play for a winner. Now, Bledsoe didn't do it that way, but that's pretty much it. I mean, you get blown out by 40-plus points dang near every game for 3 games, and then your coach gets fired, who apparently he had a good relationship with. I mean,
Sparky, I heard, and I'm going to let you go after this point because I know you got a lot of calls.
I do.
Two quick things. So, one, I heard that he wasn't even tweeting that he really wanted to leave Phoenix or whatever. I heard those were Drake lyrics. I didn't hear the Drake.
No, Ryan McDonough, the general manager, had a press conference today, or presser, And he said that Bledsoe told him he was talking, he was at a hair salon. And McDonough said, I didn't buy it, and he's not going to be on this team going forward. So
well,
that's that.
Hopefully this bargain. So the Bucks have been in the first segment of SportsCenter the last four games or whatever. And obviously we played LeBron, one of them played Kyrie. But if we can keep that up, that means the nation's starting to recognize us, man. And this is an exciting time. But, you know, I'm going to listen to the whole show, Sparky. Appreciate the good work, man. And, hey, if you put the stamp of approval on that Bledsoe trade, then, you know, I will follow along.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm not.
For a living.
Don't take this. I was not putting a stamp of approval on any Bledsoe trade. I was just telling you, you asked where he fit in. I was telling you where he fit in. That's all I'm saying. I guess we're going to get into this. We'll do it after the sports flash. It's already time of the hour. I still have guys on hold. I'm sorry. I've been doing an awful job of taking phone calls tonight. I've been horrible.
We can squeeze one more.
F for failure for Sparky for taking calls. If you want to get in, please get in. 414-799-1250.
Let's do one more here.
Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. I've been doing a good job reading social media. I'm sorry. All right, go ahead.
let's get Steven in Germantown in. What's up, Steven?
Hey, I was just calling, bring it back to that defensive play. That Middleton play was great, but you mentioned, like, you thought it'd be Giannis. Giannis did have that awesome block on the offensive board off Dwight's rebound.
Sure did.
Dwight's missed free throw.
Yep.
And Giannis sealed the game again with an awesome block. And it's just nuts to me that this was his worst game. I was at the game. It was his worst game of the year. He has 32 points, 13 boards or whatever. And that ceiling block, it was just incredible to watch him struggle.
32.
Amazing.
Listen to this. 32 points, 14 boards, 6 assists, 2 blocks, a steal, 6 turnovers. That's what you call his worst game of the year. Let's think about that for a second. That'd be a career game for some players.
Oh, I know. It was crazy. And then the other thing is tonight was clearly the get Chris Middleton going game. He was, 1-7 in the first quarter.
He was not going early at all.
He struggled, but he fought through it, and then the rest of the team picked him up. I loved the point Giannis with Brogdon on the bench not playing tonight, doing point Giannis with him being the primary ball handler. It was just a great game. And this is Charlotte's a playoff team, right? They're going to be in the playoffs in the East.
Wow.
The Bucks play bad and then end up beating them without even too much sweat. It was just it shows how good this team is.
Well, and again, you know, they would have played down in this team in other years, and they would have lost, especially with all those guys out for Charlotte tonight. But they didn't. They figured out a way to win. Thanks for the call. I'm not making any predictions on the bottom half of the East. I have no idea who's going to be in the playoffs. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I know Charlotte's going to be in, because I have no idea. This is what I think I know, okay? I think I know Cleveland's in, Boston's in, Toronto's in, Washington's in, Milwaukee's in. Those five. That I'm pretty confident those five are in. After that, got me. Because I'll tell you something right now. If we're going on early showings, Orlando, they're playing a lot better than they have in your past. I know you don't want to buy into it. I get it. I understand. I'm just telling you, you have a new front office, new way of doing things. It'll be interesting to see how Orlando plays going forward throughout the year. And they're getting their number one pick involved, a few minutes here, a few minutes there, just like they did with Giannis in Milwaukee when he was here. A guy that's very raw out of Florida State. We'll see how that team progresses going forward. But Indiana, don't know. Chicago's a mess. Philadelphia, they haven't won a game yet. I mean, all this, Fultz and Simmons and Embiid.
I think they might have won tonight.
Did they?
They won tonight.
All of those guys, they didn't have a win coming into tonight, and they beat a Pistons team who... A lot of people looked at the Pistons and say, well, they should be a playoff team this year. So that's why I say 6-8, no idea. Flip a coin on 6-8 in the East. You have no idea who it's going to be. Just sit back and enjoy and relax. It would be great to see Philadelphia get in. Let's see what they're all about. A lot of people expect Miami to be in the playoffs, right? We'll see. They won again tonight. They won at home against Atlanta, 104-93. All right, let's get to a sports flash. Then if you're on hold, I will get to you. Coming up next is Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show. Bucks get the win. Mitch has your details.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game. Here's tonight's X Factor of the Game.
Brought to you by Bryant & Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 6 junior college sports. Learn more at bcsbobcats.com.
Bucks get the win tonight over those pesky Charlotte Hornets. Bucks now 3-1 on the year after a 103-94 win. 2-1 at home at the BMO Harris Bradley Center. We haven't really talked about this tonight, but you want to see them play well at home and have a really good home record, right? Make people not want to come in and play you at the BMO Harris Bradley Center because you're just that much better than maybe you are on the road at this point. Hornets, Silverman, winless on the road, 0-2 on the road, 1-2 overall. Leading the way was Giannis, 32 points, 14 boards, 6 assists, a steal, a couple blocks. X factor of the game has to be this dude right here.
A miss by Monk. Dellavedova brings it down. Giannis behind the back to Kolarovic for three. Pay it off. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Got to pay those off. 12 points for Kolarovic, all coming on threes. 4 of 6 behind the arc.
And there he is, highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin, without a doubt. Mirza Teletovic, 15 points tonight. And speaking of his 15 points, we'll go inside the box here after we take another call in a matter of moments. Let's go inside the box now, and then we'll take the call.
How did tonight's game add up? Let's go inside the box score. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video, home entertainment and commercial audio video. Simply done right. ABCAudioVideo.com. This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show.
All right, time to go inside the box score. And just got word from the Bucks. The Jet, Jason Terry, will join the Wendy's Big Show tomorrow at 5:35, part of our Milwaukee Bucks Tuesdays. Jason Terry on the Big Show tomorrow at 5:35. You won't want to miss that, because when him, Gary LeRoy, get together, it is highly entertaining radio, to say the very least. Jason Terry tomorrow, 5:35 on a Milwaukee Bucks Tuesday on The Fan. 103.94 Bucks over the Hornets. Inside the box we go. Let's start with Thon Maker. 16 minutes, 2 of 7 from the floor, 2 of 6 from 3-point range, 6 points, 1 rebound, 3 steals for Thon Maker. Middleton, 35 minutes, 8 of 19 from the floor, 1 of 5 from 3, 3 of 3 from the free throw line, 20 points, 6 boards, 3 assists, a steal, a block, and 2 turnovers. Giannis tonight, 4 games in a row to start the season over 30 points. 39 minutes, 13 of 21 from the floor, 6 of 8 from the line, 32 points, 14 boards, 6 assists, a steal, 2 blocks, and 6 turnovers. I'm sure that's something he'll want to work on going forward. He got a couple of times where he was driving and went to kick and turned it over a couple of times, and I think that'll fix itself going forward. Dellavedova, 33 minutes, 1 of 3 from the field, 0 of 2 from 3-point range, 2 points, 3 boards, 9 assists for Dellavedova, and 1 turnover. Only 1 turnover and 9 assists in 33 minutes. You'll take that. Tony Snell, 37 minutes, 4 of 8 from the floor, 0 of 1 from 3-point range, 5 of 5 from the free throw line, 13 points, 2 boards, 2 assists, 2 steals, and 1 turnover.
Tony Snell had 5 free throw attempts. That's
5 of 5.
Yeah, he was a third of their free throw production.
Yeah.
Which is very unusual.
Right, and not a single free throw off the bench for the Bucks. Mirza Teletovic, 24 minutes, 5 of 10 from the floor, 5 of 9 from 3-point land, 15 points, 5 rebounds, and 1 turnover. John Henson, 12 minutes, 1 of 3 from the floor, 2 points, 3 rebounds for him. Greg Monroe, 21 minutes, 4 of 9 from the floor, 8 points, 7 boards, 3 assists. Another solid night for Greg Monroe. Gary Payton, the second, 0 of 1 from the floor. That was a 3-point shot, and that's up. DeAndre Liggins, 21 minutes, good defense again. 2 of 4 from the field, 1 of 2 from 3-point range. 1 board, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block, couple of turnovers. 5 points for Liggins tonight. From the field, 47% from the Bucks, 42 for the Charlotte Hornets. 9 of 26 from 3-point range, 34.5%. 7 of 26 for Charlotte, 26.9%. Free throw attempts, this is putrid. 14 of 16 for the Bucks, which isn't bad. You only missed 2 free throws, both by Giannis, 6 of 8. But the Hornets, 21 of 36. Are you kidding me? Goodness gracious. 20 more free throw attempts. 48 rebounds tonight for the Hornets to 42 for the Milwaukee Bucks. 103-94. Bucks get the win, improve to 3-1. I'm going to Mike. Is that right? Coming up next to here on the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show with yours truly, Steve Sparky Fiverr. What's up, Mike?
Hey, I haven't been on here in a while, but Giannis, yeah, it might be a little bit too early to say MVP, but yeah, he's right in there. If I'm the GM for the Bucks, as far as giving up Henson, Rashard, and maybe even throw in like Jabari Parker just to get the Eric Bledsoe, I would go all in on that. The Bucks are on verge of something really good right now, and I hope Giannis gets that MVP. I wish I could get down there to Reno one of these times. It's like, man, he's been playing great.
Right, exactly right. And you know something? When you talk about this Bucks team and this whole Bledsoe deal, this is the thing for me doing this right now. I got to do this before I forget. They're trying to book a guy guest for the morning show tomorrow. I'm trying to give him the right time. Mike,
I understand.
No, that's all right. Mike, this is the thing with Bledsoe. I don't know how much better they are with Eric Bledsoe. And this is where I'm struggling because I don't want to give up Brogdon for Bledsoe. I don't want to give up Thon. I don't want to give up Middleton. I don't want to give up Giannis. And I don't want to give up Jabari. Now, I know there is a section of people that would be fine giving up Jabari Parker because you're going to have to give up a money guy, too, to make contracts work. So that means a Dellavedova, a Henson, or a Monroe would have to go. If I'm the Phoenix Suns, I want Monroe. Last year of his deal, he's a tradable asset again for me at the trade deadline if I want to flip him at the deadline for something else because he will be attractive to somebody at the deadline with only a couple months left on his contract. So if I'm Phoenix, I want Monroe, I want a protected one, and I want a young player. Now, what kind of a young...
Hang on to Monroe, too. We got to hang on to Monroe.
Right, because you don't have anybody else to rely on scoring-wise. So that's why I say I don't know how much better you are. Thanks for the call. And the other thing is this. You're renting him. That's how you have to go into this. You have to look at Eric Bledsoe and go, I'm renting him for a year and a half, and then he can go somewhere else. And it was brought up earlier, he's had, what, 3 knee surgeries? Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I want to deal with that.
Well, I look at it this way, too, and I tweeted this out this afternoon, that Oklahoma City got Paul George and Carmelo Anthony, who are two, for sure, top 20 players in the NBA, I think, right now, with Paul George being top 10, for sure. And you gave up Domantas Sabonis and Victor Oladipo.
I understand, but you can't, and I know, I get how fans
but
are,
but then
right?
The Bucks are expected to get rid of a core piece for Eric Bledsoe, who's probably top 40.
I understand. You're trying to compare trades, right? That's what you're doing.
Isn't that what GMs do?
No, not at all. No.
You don't think so?
No, if I'm Ryan McDonough, I don't give a damn what happened in Oklahoma City.
Okay.
I'm trying to get the best deal I can.
I don't think he has any leverage.
The Knicks are going to make their offer. The Bucks are going to make their offer.
Which, by the way, did you see that they were after Porzingis?
Yeah,
McDonough's
shooting for the Stars, okay?
Correct, and God bless him.
But this is the deal.
He's going to get his heart broken.
The deal is he's going to shoot for the Stars, and he knows he's not going to get them.
Sure.
And then he's going to scale his way back, and he's in no hurry. Bledsoe's sitting at home. He doesn't care. Yeah. Bledsoe's not in my locker room anymore. You're going to sit at home, and you can watch all the games on TV, and you can rot for the rest of the year for all I care. So I'll trade you when I can. Meanwhile, he sits back and says, okay, what deal is going to be the best? Every general manager knows I'm trading him, so there's no surprise there. And it's just, hey, give me your best offer. This is what I want. If I'm McDonough, this is what I'm saying. I want an expiring contract, I want a first-round pick, and I want a young player. Everybody submit. Submit your offers. And then we will look at it and figure out which deal we're going to make. That's the end of it. Done. I'm not going to sit here and debate with guys who's offering me. I'm not telling you anything. So it's a blind offer. Give me your best deal. And that's how, I have no idea what the man's going to do. I'm telling you what I'd do, right? I want an expiring, I want a protected one, and I want a young player. So, if you're the Bucks, okay, well, and now again, I'm pretty sure they can trade their first-round pick right now. So, I mean, if I'm the Bucks, okay, fine. My offer is DJ Wilson, protected one, and Monroe.
Yep.
There's my offer.
Yep.
Now, they don't emphasize expiring, well, then I'm going to try and hose them, right? I'm going to try and give them somebody else. But they're going to want it expiring. They don't want to get stuck with a long-term contract.
I feel like if you're giving up Jabari Parker in this trade, which I don't really want to do,
I won't do it.
You're not getting Monroe. You're getting Teletovich or somebody to
a long-term contract to get us out from something, right? And see, that's
because then the Suns are getting probably the best player in the deal.
Correct, if healthy,
right?
And that's the problem with the Bucks because my counter to them is, so let me get this straight. You want me to take on a guy with 3 knee surgeries? I've already got one with 2. So what am I trying to do? Build a team with the most knee surgeries on one team and hope they stay healthy all at once? You're out of your mind. Look, I'll take him off your hands and pay him $15 million or whatever it is next year. Fine, I'm down with that. And yeah, he can help me. But I'm not giving you my future because I'm only renting him for a year and a half and he's gone. And I'm not losing Brogdon over this. You want Deli? You can have Deli. No problem. But I'm not giving up Brogdon. All right, we'll come back. We'll hear from Bucks head coach Jason Kidd and we'll talk to Gary Wolfel. Of the Racing Journal Times. Straight ahead, Bucks get another one tonight, another win, this time over the Charlotte Hornets, 103-94.
This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show.
Let's hear from the Bucks head coach. It's time for the Coach's Corner.
Sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE.
This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bucks get the win tonight over the Charlotte Hornets. Next up, Boston at the Mecca Thursday night, 103-94. Bucks over the Hornets. And don't forget, Big Show will be broadcasting live from the Mecca. I'm looking forward to this. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. This is going to be awesome. They showed you the floor that they have had custom painted.
They put it up today,
right.
I believe.
Looking forward. Bucks Celtics at the Mecca.
I might be in attendance. We'll see.
Johnny McLaughlin, everybody. I'm going to be there. We're all going to be there.
I'm still working on my...
Your connection?
My connections, My plugs.
Me,
yeah.
Gary, Leroy, Rowney, we'll all be there. Looking forward to that game a lot. Coming up on Thursday night,
Bucks
and the Celtics.
Are you guys doing the big show there?
Yes, from 2 to 6 in the Mecca Auditorium. And it was fun doing the big show on Friday before the home opener at the Bradley Center outside. Got to meet so many fans and everything else. Chuck was out there with his sandwich board talking about being a future ex-husband. That was amazing. I'll never forget that as long as I live. But it was a lot of fun. And Bucks get the win tonight, 103-94. Let's hear from Bucks head coach Jason Kidd. Giannis, I'm sure, will be a point of conversation you would have to think tonight.
I'm sure he can't wait to answer questions.
32 points, 14 boards, 6 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks for Giannis tonight. 4 straight games out of the box with over 30-plus points. Let's see what Jason Kidd has to say.
Jason, obviously you guys have a lot of trust in Chris and his shooting ability, and how good is it for you guys to see him get one go down, especially in that big of a situation?
We would never question Chris' shooting ability. Maybe passing, but never shooting. And so trust, we have trust in everybody. No matter how the game might start or how the game is going, we believe guys are going to, do what they have done and worked on. And so Chris, at no better time, made some big plays for us down the stretch. And you can just see the guys are growing up in front of us, handling the situation, giving up the lead or making it a tie game, executing on both ends, but not just relying on Giannis. And I thought that was great. For those guys, everybody participated, helped us find a way to win.
Each of your 3 wins this year have been close. They've all come down to the wire. What does it mean for this team to actually get wins in those games rather than moral victories?
Yeah, I think when you talk about last year, we lost a lot of close games early in the year. Being young, understanding what it means, what shot to get, when you need a shot. And I thought the guys executed offensively their sets, and I thought they were patient. Sometimes we can get in a rush to take that first shot because it's wide open, but turning down a good shot to get a great shot, and those are what the good teams do in this league, and I thought that's what we did, tonight.
Coach, Chris obviously filled that role as a secondary scorer behind Giannis, but what about the play off the bench from Moose and Mirza? It seemed like they really gave this team a lift tonight.
Yeah, our bench, again, I thought, Moose gave us a lot, some quality minutes out there. You look at Mirza being able to knock down shots, but not just the shots, but the rebounds, being able to help us rebound the ball. And that's something that, as a team, we're starting to get better at is, one tough shot, rebound, and let's go. And I thought Mirza, Liggins, again, defensively comes off and harasses the ball handler. I thought he did a great job. But just understanding those guys that played, everybody who played tonight, even the bench was into the game trying to help. We could be, guys could be tired, but it just shows that they can function being tired to find a way to win against a very well-coached team in Charlotte.
You mentioned making plays down the stretch. What can you say about the block that Chris had in rotating over and filling in on defense and kind of really setting off your guys' run at the end?
Yeah, I talked to him quickly. That was a heck of a defensive play. The altitude that he was at helped his offensive game. And so it got some air under the ball when he shot it on the other end. So defensive play gave him some confidence off in the offensive end, and I'm just joking. But I think Chris, he's always at the right place at the right time. I don't know when the last time he blocked a shot like that, maybe in high school. I know you guys will go find that fact out real quick. Make sure you send it to me.
Taking a look at the start of this game with Thon and Greg. They were kind of starting everything, and then John closes this game. What does it mean to get contributions from all three of those guys?
Yeah, you look at John. He sat for three quarters. He's kind of like the reliever tonight. You know, he comes off, and he does a great job defensively and offensively. He has some great looks, keeping the ball alive, drawing some fouls. But I thought, again, guarding the pick and roll. We knew that it was going to come down to pick and roll with Kemba and Dwight. And so, you know, I thought John did a great job in being a closer tonight.
Obviously, during pregame, you had mentioned we like having Dele around anytime. It doesn't matter if he's starting or coming off the bench. 9 assists for him tonight. What did he mean stepping in tonight?
Yeah, you know, you talk about someone who is just a true pro. He's about the culture here, plays hard. You know, just he loves to play for his teammates. He loves to play the game at a very high level. And, you know, sometimes we're going to look at, you know, his points, and sometimes it just doesn't show his work, you know, on the floor. He does all the little things and dirty things, and we need someone like that. And I thought he did a great job in trying to defend Kemba tonight.
Nicely done there by Jason Kidd talking about tonight. That was a little cheap shot at Milton, I guess, a little bit, but that's all right. Where are we going next, Mitch?
We're going down to Racine. We're going to talk to Nick. He's up next on the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show. Nick, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Fantastic.
All right, I just got a couple of thoughts. Number one, like Jabari Parker, I don't think should be involved in any of the Bledsoe trade deal. Just thinking about Bledsoe, too, is he's not a shooter, and we kind of went down that road with Michael Carter-Williams having a point guard like that. I know that Bledsoe is way better than him, but might as well just let Brogdon try to develop since he's only in his second year and just won one Rookie of the Year. And then if you can get rid of Pinson or Teletovic with that contract, if you're going to end up making a trade, like Teletovic is a one-trick pony in my opinion. He had a couple of threes today, God bless his soul, but defensively, people just drive by him. He tried to drive to the basket today and just threw a ball way out of bounds. So I don't know. I'm not a big Teletovic fan, especially with $10 million a year we're paying him.
What you do if you're the Bucks? Yeah, you can let him go. Thanks for the call. You have to convince the other general manager, though, that Teletovic is worth taking. Now, a couple of games so far, yes, you could sell probably the other general manager, maybe that Mirza is back to being Mirza, unlike the Mirza that he was last year. I just don't know that they want a deal for the next year and a half or whatever, because if that's the deal, then you might as well just keep Bledsoe. If I'm McDonough, the general manager for the Suns, I want somebody that has an expiring deal and gets me out of $15 million owed to Eric Bledsoe next year and create some cap space for myself to go out and spend some money in the offseason if that's what I decide to do as a general manager of the Suns and leaves me that opportunity. I'm not trying to get back a deal similar to that of Bledsoe's lengthwise or worse lengthwise. That's why I say I think if I'm the Suns, I want an expiring contract, I want a young player. That's it. And I tell every team that wants Bledsoe, submit your offer. I want those three things. If you can't provide those three things, then don't even bother emailing me because I'm not interested. And then go from there. And then everybody makes their offer, blind offer. There's no wheeling and dealing. I'm taking the best offer and we're done. So you better make it a good one if you want any chance of getting this player. Tell everybody you'll make your decision and 48 hours, and you'll let everybody know what decision you've made and what trade you're making, and that's that. Done. And we're done, and we move on. There's no reason for this thing to drag out for the next 3 or 4 weeks while McDonough tries to hold everybody hostage and keep Bledsoe at home. There's just no reason for it because the offers aren't going to change, I don't think, going forward for what he wants. Everybody knows Bledsoe isn't on the team. Everybody knows he was sent home tonight by the Suns, that he's not playing with them anymore. They have no leverage, so they're going to have to take with whatever they're offered and move on from there. The idea of a poor Singus or somebody like that in exchange for Bledsoe is never going to happen. So time to move on. All right, let's get to a sports flash with the mayor, Mitch Ross.
This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show, presented by Durzon and Menard. We're heading into the Bucks locker room to hear what the players saw on the court. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, time to go inside the locker room. Bucks get the win over the Hornets, 103-94. Giannis, obviously, the guy tonight, and we'll give you the Chili's MVP coming up here momentarily. I got to get to Gary Wolfel, too. But Chris Middleton, 20 points, 6 boards, 3 assists, a steal, and a huge block at the end of the game. A huge 3-point shot at the end of the game, too. While he struggled early on, he was a huge huge difference there late in the game for the Milwaukee Bucks. This is what he said after the game.
I felt good. I mean, don't go through slumps. Just got to keep shooting and work through it. I mean, all the shots felt pretty good. They just didn't drop. So just got to keep shooting with confidence.
About that last one that you
went down? Yeah, it was finally good to see a three go down, especially at that time. I guess I saved it for the best time, but I mean, hopefully I can start knocking more down during the game.
You can't remember a time that you had a block like you had in the game. You know, can you remember one?
And what actually, was that play? Probably back in high school, and it still wasn't even that high. Somebody said, one of my teammates said it was still on the rubber, so it doesn't count, that guy. But I mean, try to make a defensive play, and it worked out for us.
Now, a Bucks post-game update from fan insider Gary Wolfel. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save post-game show.
All right, joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he is our WSSB basketball guy from Racine Journal Times, Gary Wolfel, after a 103-94 win. Anytime Gary Wolfel comes on and I'm hosting, you never know what's going to happen between Gary and Sparky. But let's just try and keep things calm in the down low today. Let's not fight or argue about anything. Let's both just simply agree about this. If Mirza Teletovic can play similar to what he's played in the first four games going forward, that is going to be big, 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 big news for this Milwaukee Bucks team going forward, because this bench is going to be a hell of a lot better off if he can hit three or four threes on a semi-consistent basis.
I totally concur, Mr. Pfeiffer.
That's good, because if you didn't, I was going to hang up on you. Okay.
That still might not be a bad idea.
Yeah, no. But, I mean, seriously, though, I mean, Teletovic tonight, 15-5, and I'm not saying he's got to hit five threes every night, but if he can give you 12 to 15 points every night through three-point shooting or otherwise, that's a huge bonus for this team, and that's why they signed him.
Yeah, I mean, this is a team, you know, that has a shortage of, you know, really good perimeter shooters, and that was the main reason they brought in Teletovic. I know some people in the Suns organization that flat-out told me that they weren't going to pay him to come back. And even though they felt, you know, he was a, you know, key contributor for them. So, you know, that's his calling card. He's got to hit those threes, and when he does, he makes the Bucks, you know, that much better.
I've got two more questions for you. The next question is Malcolm Brogdon. How long do we think he's going to be out of that ankle?
You know what? You and I have been doing this show for a long time, and every time we've seen a Bucks release on an injury, more often than not, it turns out to be not that injury. And, you know, the big injury with Malcolm over the years has been his foot. And it goes back to his freshman year at the University of Virginia when he had surgery. And I was told that the Bucks are very concerned about it. So I'm hoping it is an ankle injury, but I'm also, you know, kind of suspicious that it could be the foot.
Well, I don't care what it is, but I don't want him out for like a month or something, whatever the case may be. I mean, the shorter, the better in order to get him back, because you saw tonight, Dellavedova, okay, serviceable, I guess. I just don't know really what you have behind him. And if you don't have much behind him, then that's going to put a little bit more pressure on Giannis and Middleton to create offense, which I guess is fine. But this team is better with Malcolm Brogdon at point guard. My last question, what are you hearing on Bledsoe, Phoenix, and the Bucks?
Well, I mean, it shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. Ever since Jason Kidd became the head coach of the Bucks, he's been very, very intrigued by Bledsoe. I had a conversation with him in the summer league 2 years ago, and he got almost giddy talking about Eric Bledsoe. So I do know that the Bucks and Suns have had conversations probably on and off for the last 2 years about getting Eric Bledsoe. So if he shows up in Milwaukee, it certainly wouldn't be a great surprise.
Gary Wolfel, thanks so much for coming on, my friend, and we'll talk to you again later in the week on Thursday on the big shows. We'll be broadcasting live from the Mecca on Thursday in the, what do you want to call that, the lobby area, whatever you want to call that when you walk in.
The home that Kareem made famous.
That's right, the Mecca, baby. Can't wait. See you then.
Okay, thank you.
There he is, Gary Wolfel of the Racine Journal Times on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Great Midwest Bank has been committed to personalized common sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, visit greatmidwestbank.com to discover the benefits of simply local banking.
Hey, Bucks fans, let's get tonight's Chili's MVB. Be the first to know this standout player tomorrow morning at 8:35 during Chuck and Winkler to win free food from Chili's. Chili's, famous for burgers, ribs, fajitas, and margaritas.
This is easy. I don't know what we're going to do. I mean, are we just going to eliminate him from being the MVP? He's going to win every night. This is like playing this game with Michael Jordan and the Bulls. He's going to win every night. 32 points, 14 boards, 6 assists, a steal, 2 blocks. Giannis is your Chili's MVP. I asked Mitch earlier in the show, Mitch, find how many times that Giannis had 20 or more shot attempts last year during the Bucks regular season only. I went over and asked GA from Kiss FM. I said, I don't know the answer. What do you think? He said 20 to 25. Well, first he said half. Then he took it back and said, no, 20 to 25. I said, I bet you it's under 25, but I'm not sure.
I had 16 unofficially.
Unofficially
with
over, 16.
With 20 or more.
20 or more. That's all I was looking for. Shot attempts.
Unofficially 16, but he had a lot of 18s and 19s.
Yeah.
And then only a couple of the ones that were over 20, he had like a 27 in there.
Right.
Well, I think against the Bulls, that one December game.
So you had 16, you're saying?
That's what I had unofficially.
I'm willing to bet you right now he has at least 45 this year.
Over 20?
Over 20.
I would hope so.
At least. Maybe more than that. But
maybe in the first half, yeah.
I mean, he is going, and that is part of the reason.
I mean, when you're unstoppable and you can get to the hole whenever you want, even though they know it's coming.
But he's so much more aggressive this year.
He's stronger.
He's not forcing dumb shots anymore. It's just, oh, man. It's so much fun to watch that dude. It always has been, but it's even better now. 103-94 next up. The Bucks, the Celtics at the Mecca Thursday night. Bucks Tuesday tomorrow here on The Fan. Tomorrow morning, 7:35. I'm not sure who's on there. It's either going to be Jim Paschke or Vin Baker. Tune in to find out which one. 12:35 is John McLaughlin on the Bill Michaels Show. Jason Terry on the big show at 5:35 on a Bucks Tuesday, the first of many throughout the season here on The Fan. Enjoy the rest of your night. Pharrell on the bench. Up next here on The Fan. Toodles.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.